You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Biggie on the Talk to Me stations here at AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, and FM 99.9, as well as FM 100.7. We, Ellen and I, are delighted to be in studio today with WWBC, our first day on air with the station. Well, we've been with the dials before, but it's a completely different studio.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
And as all our friends know, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is a totally fun, unscripted, educational, and informative show. And that's what it is. It feels very professional in the studio this morning. And I'm delighted to say that Ellen and I are sitting here with Mr. Paul. And our listeners, if you had a chance to see us live, you would see it's quite an operation here. Lots of computers and you feel like you're in a studio, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Not that we weren't in before, but this is an upgrade for us. So God is good, always sending great things our way. And when you need people in your life to uplift you and make you feel good about what you're doing and motivate you to go on and do more great things, that happens. It just falls into your lap.
That's right. Exactly.
So we want to give a shout out to our friends Lillian McDermott. Her show was awesome before.
Yes.
Today in studio, we've got Ellen Little, my co-host who's been with me for over 6 years. Welcome again, Ellen.
It's so great to be here. And I just want to let all our listeners know that nothing's changed. We're still on iTunes under Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. You can still find us www.sitamediainc.com and also sitamedia.com. You'd find all of our downloaded shows. You can download all of our shows and download all of them on iTunes as well. I've got a little catching up to do. I've got a few shows to
Well, publish. You know, that changes. You know, change is difficult at times, but normally
still
change
good.
Is good. Change.
Yes.
Anytime you move forward in life, it's a good thing. It's how you look at it and what you say to yourself. Oftentimes you have to say, well, you know what? I'm going to try this. And if it works, it was the right thing for me. But you never know unless you try.
That's right.
Right?
And that's what today's show is all about.
It's life. Life is trial and error.
Amen.
That's life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in studio, we have our good friend, Joe Shim. And Joe, I can't say enough about you, but you pretty much get involved in everything when it comes to giving information to people in Brevard County and Florida about where to go for great information when they're trying to make decisions about whatever it is in life. If it's voting or joining a group, the League of Women Voters, whatever it is, you're there. So if you'd be so kind just to greet our listeners on AM 1510 WWBC. Such a beautiful lettering. It says before Christ. That's how I remember it.
Very good.
So thank you, Sita. It's a pleasure to be here today with both you and Ellen. And I've been on before, but this is wonderful to be in the new studio. And thank you for all your accolades. I hope that I can give out some information during the show today. I certainly have a few topics that I'd like to talk about later.
Yes, and you know, it is the month of December, the happiest
Sita's birthday month, by the way.
It's my birthday month and Christmas. You know, everybody knows I love Christmas.
Yes.
I was Hindu, born and raised in Trinidad and Tobago, but boy, our island celebrated Christmas. My father went all out for Christmas. We got involved in singing Christmas carols. We went to church. It is one of the island where respect for all religions is maintained, and it's beautiful to see the entire island says Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Everyone wakes up on Christmas morning to see whatever their parents can afford or Santa had brought them, right?
Right.
But we also have to remember that the time back then was not about commercials, and it was not about what expensive gift you can buy or the name brand. It was about the neighbors getting together and the community getting together and people singing Christmas carols and everyone learning it. So I love Christmas. And you also do, Joe.
I do. And, you know, I first went to my first Hindu temple. I was taken by in the Virgin Islands by a friend from Trinidad who was a Catholic. But she said, it's Diwali, we have to go to the temple. And
yes.
It was just absolutely beautiful.
It is.
I love the blending of all the different traditions.
And I also remember, you know, we wanted to have a Christmas tree when we were children, and we could not afford the decorations or to buy a tree. And I remember year-round, you know, when people would buy cigarettes in my father's shop, you would get those little tin foil that they wrapped the cigarettes in. And we saved those tin foils for over a year so we can have a Christmas tree so that we can put it up in our home.
Beautiful.
Yes, and our the customers as well would remark, you know, how nice it looked.
We had a few years, too, that it was all handmade. So any of the kids that made any ornaments, that were all handmade ornaments, and it just made a special tree. Now my tree is, I have every White House ornament for the last 35 years. So every year that there's a White House ornament that comes out, so that's my new tree.
What my dad did on Christmas morning was amazing for a man, you know, back in Trinidad and Tobago, not everyone had a vehicle. Not everybody can afford an automobile or put gasoline and all that. And what he would do, he said, Christmas is a time to look for the elders, the people who could not walk and the people who could not shop and the people who were literally in their homes. So we would start on Christmas morning by respecting the village church, which is, you know, go and give a little change and say hello to people going to church and all that. Sometime listen to the sermon. And then he would get everyone in the car and we would go to the villages and start looking for old, the aunts and, you know, grandparents and the relatives of those people. And it was nice. And he did that year after year on Christmas. And we would bring them maybe some fruits or a fruitcake, you know, something to eat. So it was very nice. And those are fun memories of Christmas that a lot of people don't do that anymore. And, you know, you'd want to inspire others to do that, especially this month.
Well,
and we're going to talk about holiday traditions with Joe.
Absolutely.
So for our friends who are tuning in on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 100.7, and 99.9. This is Sita Begee. Our show is called Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And we also have someone who's going to be calling in today on our show. Her name is Kathy Law, and she has a passion for helping women to fulfill their God-given potential. She specializes in coaching women through indecisions and doubt to clarity. She's got personal experience in moving through so many crisis in life, and she's a motivational coach as well. So she's going to be calling in. I think, where is she calling in from, Ellen?
From Dallas.
Dallas, Texas.
From Dallas, Texas. So,
she's what you
and
call?
I did remind her that there is a time change, so she should be on.
Well, we
right
do have
away
plenty to talk about if she
yes
doesn't
do
call in. We're
yes
good.
We do.
Right?
But her
yes
company
I
is renewed.
I'm to be here with Mr. Paul.
I know. This is so casual. This
such
is so
a,
nice.
A nice.
No pressure.
Well, it's
so
such a nice feeling.
I did
to
want
be
to mention Kathy's company is called Renewed Vision Life Empowerment. And they do e-learning or e-coaching sessions. So you could do them by phone or by Skype, I'm sure. But we'll find all of that out from her as well.
While we're waiting for Kathy to call in, you know, we always talk about things that are going on around our nation and in our world. And, you know, who better to make America a better place than us ladies, right?
That's we, right.
I mean, life is about experience, and it really is about taking the knowledge and what you've gained through life and helping others to achieve their goals in life, whether it's through our experience or to motivate them. And I did read an article this morning that talked about, you know, all the sexual allegations that we're hearing about right now in the news. That women of different age groups see it differently. Did you see that?
I have seen some of the data on that. And I think that maybe in the past there have been lots of things that we have just sort of accepted.
Right.
And we haven't thought, well, you know, this is really harassment, this is really good.
Well, I think about, you know, when I used to walk to school and walk by construction sites, and didn't matter how old I was getting the whistles. You know, the men would whistle and so forth.
That as well. I mean, when we were young girls, the pretty girls, the girls who were cute, wore nice clothing, the boys always whistled at them. And back then, it was inappropriate behavior. But unfortunately, some people actually looked forward to that, the cat
right
whistles and all that. And now you're seeing with the age group, women in their 60s and 70s are saying, well, that was appropriate back then, but today's generation is saying no more.
That's right.
I mean, respect has to be, yes, respect has to be everywhere, in the home, in the workplace, where you worship as well, in the aircraft. You know, you're walking in the plane and people are just bumping you left and right.
Yep.
And you have to be respectful no matter where you are of people, and that every human being has a right to exist.
And I know we had this guest on one time before, but the Good Men Project has had some really great discussions about how to change that thought process and how to really get men to rethink the way things are going on and how to say no and how to stop their colleagues from saying things that they shouldn't be saying.
It's not only the men, though. You know, women have to have respect for themselves as well. You know, my mother used to say, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are.
That's what my mother used to say.
And my mom used to always say that your body is a temple. And if you respect yourself, people will respect you. So I think out of all of these sexual allegations and abuse and all that, what we're hoping for is open the conversation about respecting each other.
And I think
knowing what's right from wrong. And like my husband always says, don't start something if you know it's wrong.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think women have to speak up and support other women as well, because this is what I've heard. Some of the women who have spoken up have said their co-workers or colleagues have all been many times been too afraid to speak up and support them, and so we need to support each other as well.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, and you know, again, information and education goes hand in hand, as well as communication. That's why God gave all of us grandmas and mothers and aunts and cousins. So when you have family gatherings and things like that, you could speak openly about what's going on around the world and the nation and in your communities, and you could change things through dialogue. That's how my mom did it. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have, you know, fancy schmancy fundraising things that they would attend, but they taught you how to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what your parents did, and Ellen's as well.
So and my mother used to give me smart aleck remarks to give back to, to people.
I think
when they
Kathy's on the phone, and it's a very easy thing. He says, all I have to do is hit that button, right?
That's right.
So let's go and see if we can get Kathy. Kathy is a founder of Renewed Vision Empowerment.
Oh, she's already on.
She's ready?
Mm-hmm. Nope. You just took her off.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, so just fix me back up here. You know, it's nice to be on a new station, but boy, this is where you need.
Don't touch the buttons.
Yes.
but anyway, we are excited to have Kathy on the line, and I think you had a little bit of her bio, right, Sita?
Yes,
that you wanted to read up.
I did. Kathy is the founder of Renewed Vision Empowerment Institute, and she has a passion for helping others, and I guess, yeah, she's on now. So you just tell me what to do.
Speak.
Oh, he says speak.
There
God
you go.
Has given me the gift to be able to speak. Hi, Kathy. This is Sita Biggie. How are you?
Hi. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, my gosh. It's actually very, the temperature here in Brevard County, Florida today is absolutely beautiful. It's not
is
too
it?
Cold. It's not too hot. It's just perfect.
I love this time of year. Here in Dallas, it's lovely as well. It's in the 70s, and it's just gorgeous.
Well, we have to thank God for social media that we were able to find you, Kathy, and some of your postings are so inspiring and motivating that it caught my eye.
Oh, thank you. I'm so honored. Thank you very much for reading.
Well, Ellen is here. Ellen Little, my co-host, and my good friend Joe Shim is here. She and I are members of the League of Women Voters, and we try to spread good information and educate our listeners on AM 1510 WWBC every Monday. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So I am the founder of executive coaching organization known as Renewed Vision Empowerment Institute. And when I was thinking about forging this organization, I really thought, what is it that I want women to take from what I offer? And I had to go back to Romans 12:2, where it speaks about renewing your mind. And I also wanted to let them have an opportunity to change their perspective, to not feel as though a point in their life is a period, to let them know that there is always an opportunity to change, to look at life differently, but you have to be willing and you happen to be open to that. And if you are, then if you think about the definition of vision, it's imagine. It's all about imagining what your life can be. And once you imagine what it can be, it's all about doing that work to make a change in your life. So that's the reason why I founded Renewed Vision. So in addition to
I like the name. I like the name Renewed Vision. You can tell by just the name what it's about. And that you found your, it's almost like you found your purpose in life to renew all these things, and it's lovely.
Yes, it's been a great blessing to me because I've worked in HR for many years in various roles as an executive coach and helping, you know, C-suite executives to those just starting in their career with career advice. But I thought this is good for me, but what else can I do in this arena? And I really have a heart for helping women. So when I began to research various coaching institutions to get my certification, I really wanted to focus on an area where I could just really help women that for years, whether it's in their career or their personal life or their relationships, they pour so much into everyone else that they kind of feel like they are depleted, and they really want and need someone to just come along and help them get redirected. So that's really why I founded my organization.
Well, we're seeing a lot of that right now in our world and in our nation, where women need other women to step up and hold their hand, so to speak, and say, I understand and I hear what you're saying. You know, so it's great that there are people like you, Kathy, who are willing to help others in that form and fashion.
Thank you. And I was eavesdropping on your last conversation, and you are so correct in that oftentimes in society we forget about our own self-care, and we do so much for everyone else, and you come into a corporate environment and because bread and butter for our family, sometimes we allow behavior that isn't appropriate. And again, it's all about feeling empowered to step up and say, no, this is not acceptable. Going back to your former conversation, that no, this is not acceptable. And with my coaching, I don't deal with that sort of behavior, but I do deal with women who have experienced similar situations where they need to know that, okay, it's okay to let that go in the past, but what do I want to do going forward with my life? So,
and you know, that in itself, Kathy, is difficult for some people to let things go, because now, you know, with all these things going on with the sexual allegations against executives and movie stars and Lord, just name it. I mean, now you have radio hosts. Joe and I were listening this morning to something from NPR. Mm-hmm. How do we help people to move forward? The word forgiveness comes to mind, right? Because we're all taught to forgive. Some people say it's easy to forgive, it's not easy to forget. But I think at some point, the memories that are buried with all of us, I remember being a teenage girl, and boy, I sometimes say if we can out every man that made a pass at us or said something to us that was sexual of nature or bullying, a lot of people won't have jobs today, right? A lot of my friends experience that and are part of the Me Too campaign. But how do we teach people to forgive and move on?
You're right. I think forgiveness is key, because you can't really live a whole full life if you're still carrying around resentment, hurt, baggage from the past. So in order to move forward, for me, from my own experience, when I was 5 years old, I was sexually molested. Then I've had a number of things that have happened to me where as an adult woman, I have had two choices where I could either stay in that lane and walk around and be anger and bitter and just dry up inside and not let my heart be open, or I can say, okay, this happened to me. I have to move on. I have to be a whole woman. That's my Instagram name. It's probably where you found me. I believe in being a whole woman, and I can't be a whole woman if I am still angry and unhappy and can't forgive people that have hurt me in one area or another. So I encourage everyone to do the work. Life coaching is all about helping you deal with where you want to be. If you need some area in your life where you've dealt with, for example, something that has harmed you in any sort of way in your past, then I would highly recommend, which I have also done, go to see a licensed psychologist. They help you deal with your past. A life coach is all about helping you deal with your present and your future. It's getting you to move forward in a positive way. So forgiveness is key, though. You have to forgive yourself first.
Yeah, we always hear people say that. So, Kathy, you, in addition to enjoying yoga and dance and making jewelry and photography, you also contributed to a short story in a book, and it's called Standing in God's Grace, Volume 2. So faith sustained and fed you in order to move forward. Can you share a little bit about that short story?
Yes, I did just a brief short story of my life, going from childbirth. My mother actually died in childbirth with me. So I shared that story, and I think it's a very interesting story that I have six older sisters. So when my father came home from the hospital after my mother had passed, he shared with my older siblings, "You no longer have a mother, but you have a beautiful baby sister." And the story goes into share how they called a family meeting, and I had aunts from both sides of my family there and older cousins there that wanted to, they were making decisions about who would raise me, because as you can imagine, my dad having these six younger girls ranging in age from 3 to 16, he couldn't necessarily bring a newborn home. So it's very interesting how my older aunts, that was back in the day where it was truly a village, and that village came together to decide, okay, how are we going to help Mr. Leo raise this baby girl? And ultimately, one of my aunts on my father's side raised me until I was a teenager, and, you know, some of my other sisters had moved out of the house, so there was room in the house for me to rejoin my family. But that's a story that I wrote about, and I also touched on a little bit about when I was 5, and which is what I alluded to, that I was
abused,
yes, by one of my aunts. She also took in foster kids. So I am working on more of my life story in 2018. I plan on completing my book, but being a part of this project, because the monies raised go back to a nonprofit organization in Chicago, was really something that I was able to get my feet wet and do some writing and share a little bit about my story.
And you entitled this Standing in God's Grace. That's beautiful, because yeah, you really you are standing because you have faith. Now, another thing that I want to say to our listeners here on AM 1510 WWBC. Yes, that's my friend Ellen giving me the hands up that we still have 6 minutes for Kathy. Kathy, you also have a degree in psychology, and you have a master's in human resources management. So, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. Considering the way you were raised and all the trauma and turmoil after your mother died, and actually in child, she died right after giving birth to you, you did not let anything like that hold you back in life. So who were your mentors? Was it your aunt, or was it just you had good people surrounding you that motivated you to excel with education?
So, Sorcita, the name of the book is actually Standing in God's Grace, but my actual story contribution is the beauty behind is what's left. And I named it that title because you're absolutely correct. I should not even be here based on my history. I had periods of depression and bouts of depression where I thought, my God, I shouldn't even be here. I've killed my mother. My siblings would be so better off without me. But it's through the grace of God. It's only through the grace of God that I was able to overcome that. My aunt was a beautiful woman who loved me dearly. My dad loved me dearly. I have siblings who love me dearly. And I had to fight through that to know she sacrificed so much for me. So I need to go out and have the best life possible. And so I am living my best life in honor of my mother.
Gotcha. So what are some of the typical areas and topics your clients come to you to help them with?
Oh, wow. Everything from I feel stuck in this career path. How do I move forward? From I want to start my own business. What are the steps I need to take? I need to overcome fear. I don't believe I'm smart enough. just a wide variety of topics. And while my focus, I do primarily prefer to work with women because I get women. I have a heart for them. In the past, I have worked with men who are also, ironically, having the same issues. I've been in this career. How do I move forward? How do I switch
careers? So they're stuck in the rut. So we just want
Absolutely.
To tell our listeners who we're speaking to. We're speaking with the founder of Renewed Vision Empowerment Institute, Kathy W. Law. And Kathy is calling in from Dallas, Texas this morning to speak about her practice, some contributions that she's made with her writing, and so much more. So you're based in Dallas. So is your practice limited to just this metropolitan area or elsewhere in the country?
Oh, absolutely not. I am worldwide. Based off technology and the internet and Skype, I am able to coach worldwide. I have coached clients abroad in Australia and in Africa, as well as here in the United States. So where there's technology, may not be face-to-face, but we can definitely jump on Skype and do any sort of coaching session. So, yes.
So, Kathy, anything new that your clients can expect in 2018 from you?
Well, yes, I am, like I mentioned, working on a book. I am going to start going and do some speaking to share more of my story, and I am working on new coaching practices for my clients. So all of that, more to come in 2018.
You know, we were just speaking about the people that we grew up with in the islands, and of course, Joe grew up in England, and Ellen grew up right here in the good old United States.
Good old Jersey City.
It's almost as though, you know, now we have all these labels for women and men who are helping us in life. We call them coaches, and, you know, we have all these degrees and, you know, people get. But, you know, in the old days, the people that we grew up with, they were life coaches. We just didn't know it. Or aunties and cousins. And I remember my mom would say things like, don't put your hat where you can't reach it. You know, that, if you think about that, it's amazing that people would just come up with these things that they would say, right? Or some of the other ones, they would say, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are. Or they'll say, nothing good comes in after the dark. All those things were lessons that they were giving us for life. If only some of us had listened, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
It's nice to have you call in on a show. And I think Ellen is going to give you the information about how to download the podcast from today. She does not have a way of speaking, right, but she can come over and tell you. I know you would like to have this podcast for your website.
Yeah, well, I will make sure that it gets out to you, Kathy. I know you probably can't hear me from here. Hopefully you can. And
I can.
Okay, oh, fantastic. See, modern technology.
Yes.
We are in good shape.
Yes, we are
safe as kittens here. So anyway, we will make sure that we get that out. It will be posted on our website, as I've just posted on our Facebook page. All of your information so folks can get in touch with you. They love what you spoke about today. They'll certainly reach out to you, and hopefully we'll have you back here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends in the future.
Well, Kathy, before you leave us, do you have a website that people can go on and get some information about you? Because, you know, in today's world, anybody that can uplift and motivate all of us is somebody that we all should try to read about or learn about or even get some ideas from them. So I'm hoping that people would try to look you up. So give us your website or some contact information.
I would love to. They can reach me at www.renewedvisionempowermentinstitute.com. as well as on Instagram at wholewoman_coaching.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Kathy, and we will get all the information out, and I'll hopefully have you back on the show later on as well. Maybe in a couple of months, we'll try to get you back on as well.
And thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yeah, well,
thank you. It was my pleasure.
Well, I know we still have a few minutes, Ellen, with this segment. Our listeners are probably wondering what's happening because they're not going to be hearing any commercials today.
That's right. But I did want to take a few minutes just to talk about our sponsors, the sponsors that have really supported the show, supported certainly Sita Begee specifically over the last 6 years that we've had our show. And one of the main sponsors has always been Jotcuff Financial Group. And they are a certified public accounting and registered investment advisory firm. They have over 30 years experience of productive relationships with all of their clients. They can assist you with meeting your accounting, tax, business consulting, financial planning, and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. And they've been such a great support for us here. You can reach them in Brevard County. They are on Wickham Road, 1122 South Wickham Road. Their phone number is 984-7345, and of course that's area code 321. They also have an office in Broward County, and that is 12240 Southwest 53rd Street, and that's in Cooper City. Their Broward phone number is 954-432-4033. And of course another one of our great sponsors is Cloud9 Sleep Shop, which we're so proud of once again because it is Sita's daughter Kimberly Durgin who owns that with her husband. And they are located in the Merritt Island Mall. They are a fantastic furniture store. If you have not been in there, you're missing out tremendously. But they have plush memory foam mattresses. They have all sorts of furniture, bedroom and living room furniture and tables and chairs.
And it's mom and pop owned, which makes it really
exactly
great.
They
right?
do delivery. They also have financing available. So they are centrally located. They are located in Merritt Island Square Mall. You'll be able to find them there. And that's right off of 520. Call them today for a quote. They'll give you the best deal, especially if you mention Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. You can reach them at 321-459-2473. And, of course, ask for Kimberly, or you just tell them that Sita sent you, and yes. you will get a great deal. We do have other sponsors that have helped us out as well, Dixie Crossroads, Champion Home Healthcare, as well as MedFast. And those folks have been great supporters of the show over the last few years, so we'd like to thank them as well. And it's certainly all the support that we've received for the show today.
It's amazing. Once you start something and people realize that you're doing it from your heart, they come forward to help. And I think most people love the fact that Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is a fun, entertaining, unscripted, educational show. And we communicate with our listeners and we give out valuable information on our Facebook pages, on Twitter, on Instagram. You can just about find us anywhere. And you know, I think once you find your purpose in life and it comes from the heart, people can see through it.
And one of the nice things too, Sita, I think, is that people can have conversations with us without people getting angry or upset or terminal about a friendship because maybe we have a difference of opinion. So we love the fact that our callers and our listeners and our supporters over the last 6 years have found a safe place that we can just have those kitchen table
well,
topics
we're real.
And discuss.
I think we're real. And yeah. I wanted to share with our listeners before we bring Joe on. I read this really nice article this morning. It's about the happiest people in the world. Mm-hmm. And it says, according to the findings, getting a good night of sleep is worth more than quadrupling your disposable income. People base people on their happiness, on their levels. And some of the things that they said in according to having a good night's sleep is a support network, which I know happy people do have, whether it's your community or your church or synagogue or temple or whatever it is. Mental health. Very important to talk to others. And if you find someone that needs help, point them in the right direction. Economic activity. Everybody likes to know when the stock market is paying 16%.
Right.
Everybody likes to know if they can put a dollar in, they can double it up and make two or three. There's That's nothing right. wrong with making money.
That's right.
Make as much as you want, but just give a little, right? Always yeah. help out. Yeah. Be charitable. Donate a little bit. Socializing. Wow. Who would have thought? Maybe that's why I'm so happy.
That's right. Why we're all so happy.
I just got back from a wedding in Trinidad and Tobago where I have 18 sisters and brothers. And I have to say, we could not invite every single sibling and their children. It's just too many people. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to be a millionaire for that one. Mm-hmm. And then when paying your debts on time. You know, I remember my mother and father always saying that we grew up hearing the word overdraft because we had a business. And I would hear my father whispering to my mother in the night about bank overdraft. And it caused undue anxiety in our household because all of us children knew when my father would bring goods home and he overdrafted at the bank what that meant. It meant we had to sell those goods so we can pay our bills. But actually, one of the things to improve your quality of life and is part of the happiness survey is paying your bills on time.
Well, you don't want that hanging out, like your parents experienced, that anxiety of hanging things over your head or having things undone or unfinished. That's a terrible feeling.
Right, right. And we all see that, too, in today's world. When the economy is doing great, people are happy, they're able to pay their bills, they're able to live. The secret to success, though, is if you can save. Mm-hmm. And of course, nowadays, people are unable to save because by the time you pay your mortgage and car payment and insurance for health insurance, which we'll be talking to later with Joe, it's difficult. But I always remember there are some people that would say to you right to your face, I can't save. But dude, you're buying a latte every day.
That's
and
right.
You're stopping at Starbucks on the way to work. You know, buy a can of coffee and make your coffee like I do every
right.
day at home. You can save $5 to $6. It adds $30, $40 a week.
There's actually a book called The Latte Factor, and that's one of the comments that's in there. That like the whole first part of the chapter is just simply about saving that money every day from the latte.
Right. I mean, if you can afford it, go for it.
Yeah.
But I think if you're complaining that you can't save and why other people can, you can cut corners in certain areas.
And do something for your health, too, and quit smoking.
Yeah. There's that word health again. And so it's nice to segue, you're right, into health, because we've got Joe Shim here today. And Joe and I met through the League of Women Voters, and she was here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends before. We just want to remind our listeners, nothing's changed with our show except our beautiful studio. We're very professional. We're here in Cocoa. And what's the address of our studio, Ellen?
Oh, boy.
1150 King
yes,
Street.
I believe yeah? so. Yes. We're right next to the police station.
Yeah, don't get any ideas because we're right next to the police station. and we respect the police, so they'll take good care of us.
That's right.
And so Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, we're here. We still have all our FM stations as well. We're on FM 94.7. FM 99.9, FM 100.7, and we're also on the AMWWBC 1510. So Joe is here with us. And Joe, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, and we're going to be talking a little bit with you later about holiday traditions. We're going to talk about World AIDS Day that just passed. We're going to talk about homeless children in Brevard and the Children's Health Insurance Program. But first, tell us why you got involved in being such an activist.
I don't know exactly how I got involved with being an activist. It's just one of those things that happened over time. But anyway, before I launch into myself, it's just great to be on the show today with Sita and Ellen. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and to have these conversations that we need to have about sometimes difficult topics in a very supportive environment where everybody is listening. And I think right now, that is my main thing, whether it's issues, even if it's politics, that we all need to have the conversation and we need to listen to one another and really listen before we, you know, go off on, you know, one idea or another.
Yeah, because so really people get too angry when you're speaking about an issue. But I have found that if you speak with people and your knowledge is based on the truth, you can get people to listen to you, but I think it's all in the approach. Mm-hmm. You can't be angry just because someone disagrees with you about something. You have to meet them at their level and understand why this person thinks this way, what was the environment that they were raised in, who are their friends, who are their social network and support. And oftentimes you can reach that person and you may walk away not agreeing, but at least you got them to listen.
Well, and one of my favorite phrases is go in curiosity and not in judgment. So
oh,
when you
so
find
beautiful.
Yourself,
say that again. I like
when
that.
You go, if you go in curiosity and not in judgment, you can ask better questions. So when you do disagree with someone, you can just simply ask, why do you feel that way? Or where did you find that information? So you're going in curiosity and not judging that someone is not getting the right information or that it's always fake news or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Right?
And the thing is, all of us are in a position to change the world through our own behavior. If you change your own behavior instead of trying to change others, you can make the world a better place. And that only comes from education. And Joe helped me a lot in by educating me about insurance for children and why it's important to care, especially something like the Children's Health Insurance Program, which is better known as CHIP, and why it is crucial that we all understand why we want people to make sure that these children are covered. So tell us a little bit about the Children's Health Insurance Program.
Well, I think the main concern right now is that there is the Children's Insurance Program, but it actually has not been, it's been voted on by Congress that they want it to go on, but it has not We still need for the Senate and the House to vote for the funding. And that should have been done on September the 30th. And it is still, with all the other things that have been going on with the tax plan, with healthcare, CHIP, you know, that's providing insurance for 9 million children in the United States, the legislation still has not gone through. And we're really hoping that it goes through by the end of the year. And what this means is that now in Florida, we know we have enough funding to last until March. But in other states, like the state of Colorado, because they have to notify their people that have the insurance at least a month ahead of time that there may be no funding. In Colorado, they think they're running out of funding in January. So letters are already going out to parents that are using CHIP funds to get insurance for their children, that after January, it's possible that funding is no longer going to be available.
Right, and what
this is very critical.
And we like to tell people that it is not a political issue at all. That is a social issue, that is an economic issue, that's a health issue, and it's about our children, the most precious resources that God has given us.
Well, and
in addition to other things, of course, but children. So, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's not just about the children as well. It's the 370,000 or million, whatever it is, pregnant women that
exactly.
as well.
Right.
So it's making sure that the women that don't have health care, they certainly are covered under this program as well, to make sure that they get the proper care, the prenatal care that they need,
right.
to make sure that we're having healthy children as well.
So Joe, the background behind CHIP, it was created because working parents cannot afford health insurance for a family of four if they make under a certain amount.
Yeah, under 200% of the federal poverty level.
Right, and people don't understand that. So is there like a certain amount that you have to make, like maybe under 20,000 or something?
Okay, so it covers those with incomes between 133% and 200% of the federal poverty level. If it's lower than that, they would be covered by Medicaid. And that would be for a family of four, about $32,000 to $48,000. And if you make a little bit more than that, you can still pay into the system and pay full price for the insurance. But now that has now become very expensive. I think it's about $230 a month per child. So that's if you had three children, that would still be very expensive. But at least it's the option.
Right, and also we had, I know the last time we had this discussion on Viewpoint with Sita and friends, we had spoken about those children who are just being born and the children between the ages of 0 to 12 months not being covered at all.
And that's still an issue in Florida.
Yeah.
It's not an issue in
other states.
I don't
understand how that can happen, because, you know, every day when we wake up, we all want what's best for our families. We all want what's best for our coworkers. And you know, when people are working and they're making $9-$10 an hour, you know they're giving you 100%. They're considered the working poor. But at the same time, that person has to have a smile. They have to do a good job, good customer service, knowing very well if their children get sick, that they don't have any health care.
Sometimes they don't have any sick time either.
Right. So how do we get this message across that this is more of a social issue to people?
I think we just have to keep the conversation going. And I think our legislators know that this is an issue, because usually they will listen. You know, when it comes to children, we usually have the ear of everybody.
And where do you get all your information from? Because you seem to be very you have a lot of knowledge about the insurance program in the state of Florida, whereas people don't read anymore. So maybe there are people listening out there who would like to go and read and understand what's going on.
Well, I think the New York Times always has very good articles. I would say that we have somebody on our League of Women Voters Healthcare Committee who is just dedicating all her time to this issue. And even if they go on the League of Women Voters of the Space Coast website, our next magazine that comes out, The Voter, the one that's coming out in January, she has written an excellent article which explains all the issues. And I would say if everybody just listens out in the news And please, if you hear anything, if you hear of any people asking you to advocate with your legislatures, please call them and tell them that you want to vote for them to approve funding for CHIP, hopefully before the end of the year.
So one would ask, like, what would be the disadvantage and the advantage of such a program? So what do you think is the thinking? Why they won't sign on to this again? Because if it's money, we know we have money. We do for children. We should always have money for our children.
We should, and we hope that we will. But right now, with all the other legislations going through, it's a matter of where are they going to pull these funds from. But we know that there is money there, and you know where there's a will, there's a way, and this is something that should definitely be funded.
Well, you know, they say if you build stronger relationships locally, you can increase people living happier lives as well. So hopefully we can get people to sit down and have a conversation, whether you're speaking at home or whether you're speaking at work. Or it doesn't matter where you're talking to, start the conversation about you are what you eat, you are what you think, you are what you breathe, you are your environment, and most important, your children, they need to have health insurance, whether you cover them at work, whether you go on the exchange and buy insurance for them. But you know, they always say no child should be left behind, right? But that should be in all aspects of life.
Yes.
And certainly we can get the information from the League of Women Voters, but also the United Way of Brevard has done a great job of keeping everyone informed. So if you do need help with the marketplace, there are still navigators that are available, and you can call Keith Hindley at the United Way in Brevard here, right on Dixon. I think it's on Dixon Boulevard, correct?
It is.
Yeah.
And actually that's an excellent segue because the United Way is actually doing, they've got three navigators working in the mainly in the libraries, but they're there every day. And on Saturdays, they're doing an excellent job. We've enrolled over 6,000 in the state of Florida so far. 600,000 so far this enrollment.
So don't get angry. Get informed.
Yes.
Because there's lots of things that we can
and
do.
And they'll help you with, once you do an AC, a marketplace enrollment, they will definitely help you with Medicaid or anything else that you qualify for. And they're very, very informed.
It's amazing. It's amazing once you get the information and you start speaking with them what you can learn. Because a lot of people didn't think they qualified for subsidy.
That's right.
But, I mean, I really can't see how a family of four could live with $30,000 a year. You know, you always have the main bills, you know, the mortgage, right, the car payment, the insurance, food, utilities. So it's almost like you want to help people who are working and even people who are not, because people have circumstances why they're not employed right now, right?
That's right.
But I think once you start the conversation and you start telling your friends and family that, listen, you should speak to someone and find out what it is you can qualify for. It's a help from us, all of us who pay into taxes, to help each other. I mean, that's how you have a healthy, productive society, right?
Oh, definitely.
By all of us working together for the common goal, which is happy people, like this article said.
That's right. That's right. But I know you had a couple more things that you wanted to bring up as well, Joe. National AIDS Day.
Yes, so World AIDS Day. And I just want to say, you know, World AIDS Day is celebrated or commemorated on December the 1st each year. And this year, it was on Friday, this year there was just a beautiful celebration. It took place at the Melbourne Front Street Civic Centre, and several organizations that provide service, Project Response, the Department of Health, Comprehensive Care, and Unconditional Love all got together. There were presentations, and then there was a beautiful walk over the Melbourne Causeway, and we dropped flowers in the river to commemorate people, associates, family members that have been lost to HIV/AIDS. And although we don't really hear much about HIV in the community at this time, there is 1,500 individuals in our county living with HIV or AIDS. And our county is the 11th in the number. We are 11th out of 67, I think, in the state of Florida. So we are right up there with the number of cases.
Yeah, I always remember I took care of a patient once with HIV, and the amount of drugs they have to take, I think he took about 22 pills a day. And I always say, we are a reactive society, not proactive. A lot of these people need information, and they need to be educated. Some say you could change your behavior. Others say you need to be educated. But I think both.
Definitely.
I think both. If you could change your behavior in life to alter the course of what's going to happen with life, but also you need the education to go with that.
Right. Right. So what you need to do is get tested, whoever you are, whatever your age, you need to get tested for HIV. You can go to these organizations I've mentioned. You can ask your doctor to make sure you have a test with your annual physical, and doctors should be offering that as well. And the other thing you need to do, if you are in a risk category for HIV, you can. There's medication that you can get called PrEP, which will help to protect you. So you just take it every day.
And it's not just the young people.
No.
If you look at the villages, I remember reading an article right here in Florida where the elderly population, amazing how many people were so risky with their lives. Mm-hmm. Because the body ages.
Yeah.
But what's in it and in your system stays, right? But so it's not that it's just for people who are going out, young people at nightclubs and doing things, you know, having sexual activity or whatever. But it's the older people as
it's
well.
It's everybody.
Yes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that seemed to be like, of course, the nurse in me coming out when you say people should be tested. Yes, I'm always amazed at the bars in the evenings and in the nights. All the cars are parked there. Some people are trying to pick up girls. Some people are trying to look for a man, whatever. But then they leave with these people. You don't know where these people's been. You have to really protect your body. It is a temple. Like you say, get tested.
And we know that chlamydia cases are increasing. Syphilis cases are increasing. So, everybody's sexually active. They're still getting STDs. So we need to be,
And disease has no bounds. It doesn't care. Your race, your religion, your color. Where you live, disease will come. So people need, my mother used to say, nothing good comes after dark. But she also used to say, don't put yourself in harm's way. Mm-hmm. Think before you do things, right?
That's
but
right.
We have a lot of people that unfortunately, either they don't have the education or the guidance to know that you cannot be risky with your life. You can't. You can't take things for granted.
So those that are Twitter active and that are hashtag active, the for World AIDS Day, it's Let's End It. The hashtag is Let's End It. And there are some great conversations on social media about this Let's End It, much like the Me Too, hashtag
yes.
Me Too. They're just great conversations with, once again, you may not agree with everybody that's on there. You may not agree with all the opinions and thoughts, but certainly it's a way for you to get connected with the conversation.
Well, I say communicate.
Yep.
The whole world is changed through education. Educate yourselves and know what's out there. A lot of things are preventable. I that's my firm belief, that we can prevent a lot of things from happening if you just pay attention and educate yourselves about it. So another thing we wanted to talk about today was homeless children in Brevard. And we just have a few more minutes.
Yes,
so
over
so tell me.
2,000 homeless children in Brevard. And many organizations work to do what they can. Sally Shin is the director of the Homeless Coalition and works for the school boards with the homeless coalition or with the homeless population. But a friend of mine, Linda Scales, single-handedly each year runs a gift wrapping at Macy's starting on the 15th of December and going on to the 24th, and she'll be there every day. Hopefully I'm intending to help her for a couple of days, even though I'm a terrible rapper. But the thing is, it's $5 per gift wrap, and it just goes to such a wonderful cause. So please stop by, have your gifts wrapped, and make that money go to a really good cause, which will be the homeless children
and
in Brevard.
So these children, are they living in cars? Or
a lot of them are living in cars.
Or camps.
They're camping. And the thing is, there's very few places for families. Somebody told me about a place today, but literally it's like women and children or men, but there's nowhere for families. So it's very difficult to keep a family.
And, you know,
together.
So many families are one paycheck away from being homeless. So many families, you lose your job and you can't pay your mortgage and your car payment and insurance. Your lights, keep the lights on. There you are. You're homeless until the banks come knocking.
Yes.
I mean, I would. That's a show that I would like to do later on as well, as how we can do more to help these children. You know, I mean, it's heartbreaking, right? And then you're supposed to go to school and do well in school. You can't if your stomach is not full.
Exactly.
You know, yes. You can't. You can't compete with the children whose parents make six figures and can afford to pay for education. And there you are, homeless. You can't even think. Because you're worried about where the next meal is coming from.
Exactly.
Right?
And there are a lot of local organizations that are focusing on this. I know the real estate community has really gotten involved with Brevard Children in Need, the Homeless Coalition, the Brevard Homeless Coalition.
Yes.
And so certainly, and even Promise, Family Promise of Brevard has gotten involved as well to try and provide meals and try provide some funding.
The
to,
thing is,
to
I always marvel at all these outfits and organizations that are trying to provide help for the homeless. But I always say the one thing that people need is guidance: how to get out of it.
Break the cycle.
What is it we can? What can we do as a society to break it once and for all, so the next generation doesn't live in poverty? And I always say it's education. You live in America where there's schools and there's facilities here. We've come from nations where, you know, America's great, even with all its issues. It's the best, right?
Oh, it is.
So educate people how to move forward so that they could break that cycle of poverty. Now, with the remaining few minutes, holiday traditions. I want to ask you and Ellen really quickly. Mine is family, always, year-round.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People fight at my job, you know, everywhere I've worked, they've always fought. Oh, I want to get Christmas off, and I want to get Thanksgiving off, and I want to get New Year's Day off. And I always say to them, I don't have to fight to get a day off because year-round I visit with family. Year round, I appreciate my friends and the people I know, because 365 days of the year is important when you wake up every day. So what's yours?
Well, I agree with yours. Family is important all the time. But part of my Christmas or holiday tradition, we started it yesterday, and we always bake Jamaican Christmas cake because my husband is Jamaican. And my mother-in-law taught me how to make it, and it just takes a whole afternoon, but it's just a wonderful
it's
thing
fun.
To do.
It's fun. It's festive.
Yes.
It's festive. And yours, Ellen?
Irish soda bread and mass, midnight mass the night before on Christmas Eve.
What is it with Indians? It doesn't matter if you're Muslim, Hindu, Christian, whatever you are, curry chicken and rice on Christmas Day. I mean, you know, you go to church, they're serving curry chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to everywhere except temples, of course. They don't eat meat, right?
Right.
But the tradition in Trinidad has always been food. Cakes and food. Rum cake. Everybody likes a rum cake.
Well, we hope to all of our listeners out there, you're going to find some celebration, some traditions to celebrate this particular year. And, of course, we're going to certainly be celebrating Sita's birthday throughout the year. Joe Shim, thank you so much for joining us today. Please make sure that you check out the League of Women Voters and also Kathy Law, Renewed Vision Empowerment. Make sure that you check out her site as well. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita.
For our station, it's amazing. It's absolutely refreshing to be here and be part of WWBC 1510, AM 1510, and all the FM stations that goes with it. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity, and we'll do our best.
You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne.